and we look forward to another 125 years for both facilities to be here. And this prayer is for that and for the people.
That's Kenny Frost, a private Native American consultant, Sundance chief, and a spiritual leader for the Southern Ute Indian tribe. On Saturday, September 15th, Kenny gave the opening blessing at the Hotel Colorado and Yampa Spa and Vapor Cave's 125th birthday celebration, wishing each business 125 years more of continued success.
The Glenwood Springs was the heart of Ute country long ago, and for us to go back to the Glenwood Springs as Ute people, that was coming home.
By all appearances, the event was indeed a success. Of course, there was no performance by Ute dancers in traditional regalia, as promised in the advertisement. Instead, Kenny led an impromptu fashion show with his granddaughter, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribal Princess, and along with the Ute Mountain Tribal Chairman and two members of the Ute Mountain Tribal Council, shared for over an hour with the crowd about Ute memory in the area.
You know, we did everything as best we could, given that we didn't have the dancers there.
And all was well, except on Monday morning, September 17th, just after Kenny had traveled with his family to give the blessing, he received a phone call from David Anselmo, co-owner of the Yampa Spa and Vapor Caves.
And he's very angry and agitated and told me that I was no longer allowed to conduct ceremonies in the Vapor Caves. I tried to ask him, what are you talking about? What are you saying? Why am I banished? And he just kept rambling for 3 minutes and slammed the phone from the Vapor Caves.
According to Kenny, he has conducted ceremonies in the caves for nearly 3 decades in the tradition of his great-grandfather, serving thousands of people at no cost.
If anything, we ask him to leave a donation to help cover my gas, my hotel room, and food, of course.
Kenny has a long history with Glenwood Springs and was even the Grand Marshal for Strawberry Days 1 year.
My friend did call over there to find out why I was banished, and that's what it was all about, was because the dancers didn't show up.
So what happened to the dancers?
The father of the dance group suffered a heart attack and almost had to be flown to Salt Lake City because it was very serious, and that happened on Friday evening late.
After waiting a month and not hearing a word back from Patsy Steele, wife to Dave Anselmo and co-owner of the Yampa Spa and Vapor Caves, Kenny contacted KDNK and the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent with his account of what happened.
It took me a month to finally calm down and to think things out and to notify people, because people have been calling me, are you going to do a ceremony in the cave? And I told a few people what happened. And, of course, they were surprised, they were angry, they were hurt. One of the things that Dave did say was, don't call the caves, don't call my wife. If you come onto the property, we're going to have you arrested for trespassing. You cannot be here at all. So when people tell me that, I listen.
Kenny considers this a violation of his federal right to worship under the Indian Civil Rights Act of 1968 and the American Indian Religious Freedom Act amendments of 1994 that provide protection for tribal culture and traditional religious rights such as access to sacred sites.
You know, I may be banished from the caves, but the people who are going to be hurt are going to be the people who come there for help. And so I'm sorry that this had happened and that the owners of the cave feel that they have the right to banish me, which they do, because they're the owners of the cave. For Native people, we were never the owners of a specific sacred area. We were just mere caretakers.
Despite several requests for comment from the Yampa Spa and Vapor Caves, KDNK has not received a response.
It's a feeling that's really hard to describe, because now I can sense how the tribal chiefs and medicine people were treated by the United States government. You know, you thought you could lean on them, trust them, and that trust was destroyed. And then the people were told, you can no longer live here. You know, you can no longer use these places anymore. And you're not welcome back.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.